Blog Talk Radio.
Of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm currently joined by my co-host, Contrera. What's going on, Contrera?
Not too much.
Cool. And we got our other co-host on the line, Craig. What's going on, Craig?
Greetings and salutations. How are you guys?
I'm just getting over. Well, I can't say I'm getting over because I'm still at probably the end of it, but I just spent the last 48 hours being sick as a dog since I got back from WrestleMania. And,
oh, great.
But I was finally starting to feel better. So thank God on that. And we survived the weekend, I think. And we have a whole lot of shit to talk about on this show. And we may be joined by a few guests. And we may be joined by a tool who is, in fact, speak of a motherfucking devil. So let's just go ahead and get this over with. And,
sure.
He's at a baseball game, so this sounds like shit. I'm just going to hang up on the dude. But apparently, Brent Crimmin has some things to say, so I'm going to put Brent Crimmin on the line. Brent Crimmin, are you there?
I am.
You got no more than 20 minutes, Brent.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? All right.
Yes, we can.
Well, yeah, I'd like to discuss WrestleMania. Tell me, what do you want to know?
You have a lot of things to say, so go ahead and say whatever is important.
Well, I'll start off by saying, if you said the show is sold out, that is not true. Basically, I went and I got a on Priceline, name your own price. I got a hotel for 6 days for I think it was $250 or something over in Arlington, and it was by the Arlington Grand Prairie City line, and so it wasn't anywhere near the stadium, so that's why it was so cheap. It was a nice hotel. It was isolated, and it wasn't near anything that was worth it. So
why didn't you like look it up and figure out where you could stay, where you could make it to the dinner easily, to WrestleCon easily, Hall of Fame, WrestleMania? Why didn't you do more planning? Why did you just pick a random hotel in Arlington?
Well, first of all, I didn't know about WrestleCon. Secondly, the woman that was going to be giving me rides said, I'm moving to Arlington. And so I had a hotel booked near Love Field where I landed, but she says, and I think I also had one booked that I could cancel over in Richardson where she was living, but she said, I'm moving to Arlington, so get one in Arlington. That's why. And then it happened that she delayed her move by a week, so that didn't work out well for me. but you still made it out there and was able to get me a ride to a lot of places. So basically I got a hotel for cheap, and then I got my my airfare. I did that place, my name and own place. That was $270. I had it for $240, but then I realized they booked the wrong date, so I had to. So they managed to get me to cancel that, and I rescheduled it, and it was $270, which is still in a tremendous deal. I bought those off Social Security money. You know, I just with two separate purchases using my Social Security money. So you know, and so then they flew me on Virgin America. And they had on the way there, they had a 4-hour layover in L.A. And then on the way back, I had to transfer to San Francisco. Now, Alaska Airlines is based in Seattle, and American Airlines is based in Dallas, and Southwest Airlines is based in Dallas. So there's a million flights between Seattle and Dallas directly, but they didn't put me on one of those because I wanted to be cheap. And so they say, fine, you want to be cheap? We'll give you a 4-hour layover in Los Angeles, and you can transfer in San Francisco. Have fun. So, anyway, I took it. If I had to do it over again, I probably would have spent the extra $30-$40 because, you know, eating in the Los Angeles airport and eating in the San Francisco airport, you know, that goes and raises the travel costs. But anyway, as far as WrestleMania, I didn't have money for that. I didn't have money for the Hall of Fame. So my parents bought that. That was the agreement, is that they would go and they would help me. And I would not let them help me with the airfare. I wouldn't let them help me with the hotel. But for WrestleMania, right before I was leaving, I checked a broker by Safeco Field, and the broker had the worst seats in the place for WrestleMania for $195. And they had Hall of Fame tickets that were like $100, and those weren't any good either. So I was like, I don't like this. So I go over, and the day before the Hall of Fame, I was able to get tickets that were dead center, like not the section right behind that they have blocked off, but the section behind that, and that was dead center, and that cost me, I think, $150, so I thought that was a good deal. It was better than they had at the broker a few days before. And then for WrestleMania, I just wasn't finding anything good, and so I went over there, and I walk along Ballpark Way, which gets you to the Rangers Park, and so that Ballpark Way actually turns into the freeway, and so I was walking along the side of the freeway, and it took me like an hour and 15 minutes to walk, and you know, overall from my hotel, and so I missed Ric Flair, and I wanted to see Ric Flair because Ric Flair and Missy Hyatt are friends, and Ric Flair's David Flair is Jewish, and his oldest daughter Megan is Jewish, his children from Leslie, because Leslie's Jewish, the mother's Jewish, the children are Jewish, and so I figured because of that, and his friends with Missy, that he could get me in contact with Missy. But Rick had already left, so that was a disappointment to me. I did meet the Nasty Boys, and they're Jewish, but they said they hadn't seen Missy in years, so they couldn't help me with that necklace. Oh, the story of the necklace is that basically I bought Missy a chai necklace. Chai means life. It also is
How much did this necklace cost, Frank?
$275. The way I was able to get that was I got credit from the jeweler, Samuel's Jewelers in Seattle. There's a cheap plug for you. They're great. They basically, I bought that on credit, and if I pay it off in 2 months, they don't pay any interest. Otherwise, any remaining balance, I pay 20% interest on. So
Let me just start asking questions.
So I didn't actually pay money.
Let me ask a question. I am the host here. Okay, you bought this $200-something necklace to give to Missy Hyatt. But you had
correct.
Absolutely no idea where Missy Hyatt was, even though that Brian and all the shows many times mentioned that she was performing her last show ever at WrestleCon and would be at WrestleCon. How much research did you actually
I did not
give
listen
into
to those
other
shows.
Things that you needed
I didn't
to
even
do?
Know. I didn't listen to the shows. I didn't know that WrestleCon was even occurring. I had no idea that Missy was having a retirement show. I'm astounded that as much as, you know, the first thing that Missy Hyatt ever saw in wrestling was she turns on TV in Tallahassee, Florida, and she saw, I don't know whether it was Georgia Championship Wrestling or whether it was World Class, she saw the Freebirds is the first thing she saw, and she saw Terry Gordy being put in a diaper and sucking on a baby bottle, and she says, what the hell is this? And her dad says, that's pro wrestling. And so the first thing she ever saw was the Freebirds. And so I figured that she would want to be at the induction. Now,
you planned this whole trip. You bought this gold necklace because you just assumed that maybe Missy Hyatt is going to go to the Freebirds Hall of Fame.
I figured there's no way.
That's her first memory.
There's no way
confirming
she would miss the whole ceremony.
Luckily, she was in Dallas, but she might not even have been in Dallas, and this whole trip would have happened just because you assumed that she would be at the Freebirds Hall of Fame thing. Am I not correct?
I figured there's no way she would miss it because she's good friends with her. She's good friends with Michael Hayes. Michael Hayes and the rest of Freebirds when she worked in World Class, they would she was in the shower and they would be above her and they would pee on her. I mean, the rest is like dogs. If they like you, they pee on you. So yeah,
okay.
They're good friends.
Okay, now
so
you have this necklace.
I did see your Twitter.
Hold on, Brandon. I'm the host. Let me talk. Okay, you have this necklace. You're trying to give it to Missy Hyatt. You're unable to. No one wants to get seen her or able to do this. So instead of waiting to just send it to Missy in the mail when you got home, you decided to just give this necklace to a random bartender at a place you were at. And why did you do this?
Well, because I was walking around with this necklace in a Kroger grocery bag, and in the Kroger grocery bag was a number of things, newspapers, etc., just a bunch of random flotsam and jetsam, and I had a little bag, and in the bag there was a box, and in the box there was the necklace, and I was constantly taking out this box, showing it to people, and it's like, I'm going to lose this necklace, and so I was terrified that somehow between then and when I got home, I would lose that necklace. I mean, I'm going and I'm carrying that grocery bag everywhere. And
but you
so
basically
I just
lost
want
the
to
necklace by giving it away to a random stranger, so what's the difference?
No. What happened was I was just simply telling my story to this bartender, and this bartender says, I'm Jewish. And I said, really? She said, yeah. And so I said, okay, well, I'll tell you what. I don't know how to get this to Missy, but if you promise to wear this and agree to have your picture taken with it, then you can have it. And so she was very grateful, and a fellow bartender put it on her, and I was happy. So basically, I've given a fellow Jew a Chai necklace, and that makes me happy, and I don't have any regrets.
Okay, so
now,
you still have to pay for this necklace. Now, let me ask you a question. You went to our you made it to our dinner. And at the dinner, you made a speech. And in the speech, you told everybody how you had to spend a whole lot of money in a cab ride and you needed people to pitch in to help you get you back and get you around. Now,
right? Because
did you ever think cross your mind that maybe you should sell this necklace and go back and get all this money and spend it or give it back to the people who were kind enough to help you out? Or no, not even knowing you, but they gave you money to help you out. Did you ever think that maybe you should return the favor and repay them?
Well, that's a good point. But it didn't cross my mind. I just thought that I would get that necklace to Missy eventually, and I wasn't planning on giving it to anyone else. It just was a situation that I ran across. Now, as far as selling it, what I know about jewelry is the jewelers go and mark up the price. If you go and you sell it, like if you take it to a pawn shop, you're lucky to get half of what you paid for it. And so they just mark it up tremendously because they mark it up because it's beauty, craftsmanship. When you sell it, you basically get the price of the gold, which is a lot less. And so selling it, I wouldn't even get half my money back.
Craig, do you have any questions for Brent?
Hi, Brent.
Hi, Craig. It's great to have a forum. I have, I've wanted to discuss WrestleMania. I mean, I have lots of opinions, but I wanted to go and discuss the ticket. My parents paid for the WrestleMania ticket, and so at 6:15, I bought a WrestleMania ticket. It was a good seat. It was like center ring, down like on the second deck or something. I don't know, and that cost me. That cost me $345, so I paid face value. I tried to get it from the broker because I didn't want to go and give Vince McMahon my money, but the brokers said, I went over there. It was like 5:45, And they said I said, I want to buy a ticket. They said, you can't. You have to register. And then they tried registering me, and the registration was closed, and they said, call. And so I called, and my phone went dead. And so and that didn't work, so I just walked right across to Cowboys Stadium, and it was 6:15, and they had a few seats left, so I bought a ticket. So if they said it sold out, that's not true. It was an hour and 15 minutes into the show, and they still had tickets. So there's a bit of news for you.
Okay, now why were you calling Vinny when Vinny wasn't even there and he claims he told you many times that
he was not
going
to
WrestleMania?
I didn't know that Vinny wasn't there. He didn't tell me. When I spoke to him briefly right before he hung up on me, I think he told me he wasn't there, but he didn't indicate to me that he wasn't going there. He just said he wasn't there at that point. That was on Thursday. So I had no idea that he wasn't eventually showing up. Vinny never picked up the phone. He picked up the phone once, and for about 5 seconds, and hung up after on me.
I wonder why. Craig, go ahead and ask a question. I'm sorry, Brent, cut you off.
I honestly don't have any questions for Brent.
Well,
okay.
Craig, you've been great.
I have.
You've been a very good friend to me. You laughed.
Yeah.
I saw you at the WrestleMania show. That was incredible. I mean, I had no idea where you were. There's 100,000 people there. And I'm just walking up to see if I can find the Husky women's basketball team playing in the Final Four against Syracuse. And I'm trying to find a TV that I can watch that at, which is difficult to find at WrestleMania. You know, not too many people want to watch women's basketball at WrestleMania. But, you know, they were going head-to-head, and that's my alma mater. And so I'm going up there to try and find a TV, and I find you. I mean, what are the chances that out of 100,000 people, I happen to run into you? I don't think that's a coincidence, Greg. You're a good man.
Yeah, I just must be lucky.
What?
Yeah, Craig, you're very lucky. But, Brent, you got just a little bit of time, so if there's anything other seriously important things you have to discuss, get them out right now.
Brent. Tell everyone the story that you told me about the two girls and the phone call.
About the what?
The phone call that you had. There was two girls that had called you, and you speculated that one of them was Missy.
Oh, that story. Yes.
Yes, please. Please.
Okay. So there's a woman that I met through J-Date that is going through a conservative conversion, and my uncle is Orthodox. And so if I married that woman and we had children, then those children would not be recognized as Jewish. So therefore, if you're going to go through a conversion, it has to be Orthodox, because I want my uncle, I want all Jews, the Orthodox. And also the State of Israel does not recognize Reform and conservative conversions. And so therefore, you do not have the right of return. Any Jew has the right to be an automatic Israeli citizen, but they say if you go through a Reform and conservative conversion, you are not a Jew. I'm Reform myself, but if I'm going to marry somebody who converted, it has to be an Orthodox conversion.
Okay, long story short.
Then once you do an Orthodox... this woman already has been divorced twice, has three kids, and doesn't want to marry anyway. And so she was just a friend, and she basically, I thought it was her calling to me. She calls me at 7:30 in the morning. Brent, it's WrestleMania. Let's go. And I said, well, gee, you never expressed any interest in going to WrestleMania at 7:30. I'm asleep. And then she calls me at 8:30 saying, Brent, it's WrestleMania. Let's go. Let's party. I said, I'm asleep. I said, you want to come up to my room? I don't care. She said, yeah, sure. So I fall back asleep, and nobody ever shows up. And then I call this woman that I thought it was. It was the woman I was speaking to on Judah, and I'm like, well, gee, Alicia, you never expressed any interest in going to WrestleMania before. She said, I didn't call you. I think it was Missy. Because all I know is that some random woman calls my hotel room, all excited, sounds drunk. I think it was Missy Hyatt. Who knows? All I know is some women called me.
So Missy Hyatt wanted you to come hang out with her, and you let her down, and you didn't make it. And then you gave Missy Hyatt
Missy?
A necklace
I don't
to some
know.
Random
was it,
stranger. I don't know if it was Missy or not. I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. All
Missy
I know is
that
some
woman,
called me at 8:30 in the morning or 7:30 in the morning when I was asleep, and wanted and wanted to get together and party for WrestleMania. And I was really tired. I was asleep. I thought it was Alicia who expressed no interest in going to Arlington. So I was rather puzzled. And I talked to Alicia. She said it wasn't her. So I don't know. I don't know who that was. But some woman, random woman called me in my hotel room.
That's weird. Well, Brent, we're pretty much out of time for you, and we're going to, you know, you're at a baseball game or something, so we're going to let you go. But I really let me talk, Brent. I'm talking. I'm the host. I think that you really need to man up and be a man and reimburse every person who gave you money, because it's not their job to give you money. I myself, I have two jobs. I work 7 days a week. I saved and busted my ass to pay for everything that I did at WrestleMania. I knew everything that was going on because I was smart enough to research everything. And I think you need to man up and stop depending on other people to take care of you. You're a man, Brent. Next time you do pull something like that at the dinner, I'm going to kick you out of the dinner. There's not going to be any asking for money at the dinner. So I hope you get your act together, and I hope you can man up and be a regular person like next year, like me, Craig, and everyone else who went on their own and did everything on their own and didn't depend on everyone else. Well, thank you very much, Brent. Okay, I hung up on him. Anybody got anything to say after that?
I just got through smoking a cigarette. I wouldn't even know. I worked outside.
Craig, you're
listen. I don't know why somebody would jump on an airplane and fly halfway across the U.S. and not know where they're going.
And just assume. He just assumed that she was going to be there.
It absolutely floored me that he has a subscription to Brian's site. Excuse me. All the information on Facebook and Twitter and on the board. And apparently he was going to go down, plunk down almost $300 for a necklace, and then just wander around Texas in hopes that he would bump into Missy Hyatt.
Well, it's not like Texas is a big state or anything, or that anybody was even in Dallas at the time, you know?
Sure. And to go and not plan for disaster like, transportation, it just absolutely floors me. And the what he left out, he told me, okay, here's what happened at WrestleMania. I go out during the Hall of Fame introduction thing, and I was going to use the restroom and then grab a shirt. And so I end up bumping into Brent, and I told him, I said, hey, Brent, I'm in a hurry. Said this straight up. I'm in a hurry. I'm just going to hit two different merch stands and then go back to my seat. I don't want to miss the show. He then goes on to explain, aren't you wondering about the Huskies? They're our college basketball team. They're the women college basketball team. And I know they're in the Final Four, yada, yada, yada. I don't care. I'm at WrestleMania. If I wanted to watch basketball, I would watch basketball. So he wanted to have a conversation. I didn't want to have a conversation. He tells me the story that he shared on air about the two women calling and him speculating that it was Missy Hyatt. And when I saw his face when he was talking about this, he was 100% dead serious that it was Missy Hyatt. So, and then he reaches into his pocket. He hands me the necklace. He said, give this to Missy. And I said, Brent, she's not with us. Please give this to Missy. Brent, she is not with us. Well, can you get it to her? Can you give it to Brian? And I said, Brent, Missy has left the state already. okay, she's done with her work. She's gone. What do you want me to do? And I started to walk away, and then he pulls out his phone. Well, listen, I want to meet up with you guys later. Give me your phone number. And I felt really bad about this, and I did apologize to him later. But I said, looked at him in the face, I said, absolutely not, and I walked off.
Well, you probably
and the reason
the right
I choice. The reason I said absolutely not is because he's blowed up Vince's phone all weekend. He blew up Brian's phone all weekend. And every single time there's some kind of a gathering around town with us or there's a show in town, whether it be, you know, WWE, NXT, a local show, whatever, he blows those guys' phones up and they don't want to talk to him. And I said, absolutely not, Brent. I'm done. And I walked away, and then I felt bad for a second. And then I hear footsteps running up behind me. And I'm like, oh, gosh, what's he doing? And I'm, like, looking for a blunt weapon just in case he tries anything. And he hugs me from behind. He says, thank you, Brother Craig. I'll talk to you soon. You're a good guy. And then runs off the other way. He almost ruined my WrestleMania.
Supersonic had Asperger's, but I think Brent has an even worse case of it.
It was really unbelievable. I was so worried about him ruining my trip.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he ruined parts of it. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, my first encounter with Brent was at the dinner, which I was surprised he made it, but not really, because I figured he'd be asking for his money back at any time that he thought he wasn't going to make it, even though it was last minute. And then he kind of sat with us. Luckily, he was moving around a lot, but the people at our table who had no idea who he was, who he just assumed everybody knew who he was, because he's Brent Kremen, you know, just starts talking their ears off, and he pulls out this box, and I'm literally thinking it's a wedding ring and stuff, and then he gives his speech where he starts to say, hey, it's so great you do this, and this real cool little speech, but the speech was actually a front, so he could basically ask people if they could give him a dollar or two, because there's 100 people there, maybe if they gave him a dollar each, that it would reimburse them for his cab fare there, and for his cab fare that he had to take after the dinner and stuff, and the best part of this is where I was sitting, I had a straight ahead look at Dave Meltzer, who just buried his face in his hands in embarrassment, mm-hmm. and couldn't believe what the fuck he was hearing, and I guess had never been so ashamed of a fellow Jew in all his life. So, insane. Speaking of the dinner, where were you, Katrina? What happened? I heard you had an emergency or something, or did you just get scared you didn't want to hang out with weirdos like Brent Kremen?
Well, after hearing that, it'd be justifiable, don't you think?
Yeah.
You're justifiable?
Seriously,
you're
justifiable? Justifiable, don't want to hang around Bruce.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're justifiable, and he's certifiable.
Okay.
we're actually getting another call. It's from a different area code, so I'm going to take it. So, but if it's Brent on another phone, I'm just going to hang up on him. Caller calling from area code 860. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Damien. How you doing?
Hey,
good on, Damien.
How's it going?
You're just holding the phone and dialing just so you can put Inez on, right? You're not really planning on talking to us.
Well, I told her that she's got to be on the call, and she's afraid to talk to you for some reason. But I'm going to get her on the line. Don't worry. Yeah, I told you, they want you on the air. They want you on the air. Oh, yeah, she's trying to watch American Idol. Pause it.
Oh, jeez.
Just pause it. They want I
oh,
need
my
you
goodness.
To tell them what happened with Brent.
Yes, please.
All right. So, no, I'm going to tell the story, but you seem to tell it better. So, anyway, you know how at Texas Day Brazil they have the sweet bananas that they serve as like a palate cleanser.
Yeah,
the fried bananas.
So,
the plantains.
Yeah, exactly. And it's in a little bowl and it comes with a serving spoon or what have you. So,
sure.
First off, we sit down in this little area, pretty much in a corner, aside from everybody else, because we got there a little bit late. So that table was completely empty. So my friend Matt sat with me and Inez, and we held a seat for Ed and for our friend Chris, who was coming a little bit late, the Petrillo. And so maybe 10 or 15 minutes into the dinner, Brent walks into the room, and I look at Inez with this look of terror because she has no idea what's about to happen. And I'm trying to stay calm and basically say, oh, my God, you know, now we're stuck with this guy. What are we going to do? And so he says hello to everybody. I say, hi, Brent. You know, he doesn't know that I know who he is, whatever. And my friend Matt doesn't even listen to
No, he's Brent Kremen. He thinks everyone knows who he is.
Yeah, exactly. So before he says anything else, you know, he pulls up the necklace and says, I got to show you guys this. And he starts explaining everything to us. And we're looking at each other like, what the hell's going on? And then a few minutes into it, he asks, you know, what is this? And he's pointing to the plantain. And he's asking, is this a potato? And, you know, I this is my second time there. You know, I'm not really sure exactly what people do with it. I mean, it has a little serving spoon that you cut up so you can put it on your plate. And he starts asking my fiance, how is it prepared? Is there any dairy in it? You know, and it's not like she cooked it, you know. So he says, well, if nobody else is going to eat it, I'm going to eat it. So he takes the serving spoon, takes the entire banana, and stuffs it in his mouth. That never hits his plate at all, not once. He basically puts the entire thing in his mouth, swallows it in 2 seconds, and then puts the serving spoon right back down. So this thing is now completely tainted, and we're all looking at each other like, what the hell is going on?
And the thing is, you're kind of playing it short because it wasn't just – he didn't decide just to eat it. He had to ask if there was sugar, if there was dairy, is it kosher, am I allowed to eat this? I think I need to eat it before it becomes nighttime. I mean
– yeah, exactly. And then he brings
out – and then
he
says, well, I'm going to eat it, and I don't care. If I don't know, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. And then – when he starts asking for your phone number, he pulls out a piece of paper that looks like it's been through 5 years of hell. And it's just one form with everyone's phone number clearly visible, Brian's number, Vinny's number. And he's asking for your number. And I could tell that you were hesitating to give it to him, but you were being a nice guy. And,
I made it as unlegible as possible, but somehow he still figured it out.
Now, he's standing right next to me. I'm sitting down, still eating. He's standing right next to me while this is happening. And then it's just telling me, his fly is down. So I'm afraid to look over and see his anteater. So I didn't need this.
He's Jewish. It's okay.
Yeah.
Not an anteater.
I know Ed has been dying to talk to Inez, so I'm just going to put her on really quick so she can tell you her side of this.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hey, Inez.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing good now.
Although I do have a question for you, Ed. So apparently Damien mentioned to me that, and he quotes, that I am a force to be reckoned with. Force of nature. So, not sure what that means exactly, but I'm taking that as a compliment.
What I meant was, like, you want something and you get it done, and you know how to get it done, and that's kind of what I meant, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yep, absolutely.
That
that's what I thought it was.
If Inez wants something, there's no stopping her. She's going to get what she wants.
Yeah, it's pretty much true, especially if I need to help you out. I'm going to help you out.
Yeah. No, I mean, because there were a lot of times where you took charge on a lot of little things and got stuff done, and you're, like, on the ball.
Man, if
and
I was on bus number
you,
one,
we
I
know
probably
that you
would have done
the
same thing.
In the relationship.
Well, that is true. That is true. Usually when it's anything that I need to take charge of, I usually take charge of it, and if he decides to take charge, then I know that he's really upset about something, and I just leave him alone. But otherwise, I usually handle all the business.
Now, like I say, this is your second meeting up with, like, a bunch of us, so you actually had no idea who this person was, and I don't think Damien told you who he was beforehand or warned you, what were your thoughts when this crazy Jew was just being crazy near us?
Well, it was interesting because when he came over to the table, I looked at Damien and he looked completely mortified. And I said, well, who is this guy? And he says, that's the infamous Brent. And I said, well, I don't know who that is. And before I can get another word out is when he came over to me and says, I have to show you the gift that I'm giving Missy Hyatt. And he pulled out a box, and I said, oh, my God, is that a ring? And it turned out it was a Jewish necklace. And then he was trying to explain to me exactly what it symbolized and what he meant. And his plan was to, by the end of the weekend, he was giving it to her, and he wanted her to wear the necklace, and that would have been, like, the happiest moment for him for WrestleMania weekend. Obviously, we all know that that didn't happen. But in between that was interesting. He made a lot of random conversations throughout the night. I think the banana part was pretty interesting to me because he's asking me how it's prepared, and I told him I don't work here, but I can explain to you exactly what you're eating. And then I think the funnier part was he just kept saying that he needed to go to get his stuff done for church. Yeah, the synagogue, and then he was making sure that he needed to get a ride back. And then, you know, he mentioned it to you, Ed. You said, okay, okay, okay. He looks at me. He's like, I'm going to call him. And that's when I looked at you and said, he's going to call you. So he was an interesting character. Like, part of me, I think he plays it up a bit, but I'm not sure because I'm not on the board. But that was the impression that I got from him.
Yeah,
interesting character indeed.
Now, I know. Other than getting to hang out with me again, what was your favorite thing from the entire weekend at WrestleMania?
Wow, my favorite thing the entire weekend. I think it was probably just I thought the NXT show was off the charts awesome from start to finish. WrestleMania, a lot of people have asked me my opinion on it, even my coworkers that knew that I was in Dallas for the weekend. And I said it was an interesting experience to be in that stadium live and be part of history. Overall, I thought the card was just between, you know, the ladder match and the women's match, of course. Outside of that, I'm a huge Austin fan, so mark out moment for me was seeing Austin come out on stage with Shawn Michaels and doing the stunner. So I think for me, the biggest and the fun part was just hanging out with everybody. So it's a different crowd and a different atmosphere compared to the Vegas one, and I think it's because there's more people at the Dallas trip for WrestleMania than it is for Vegas. But it still had that same feel. And it was just more of this, like you said, this is my second time coming in. I met a lot of new people this year where there was a couple of the same people from Vegas, but had a great time. And if anyone's ever interested in coming to these trips, they definitely should. Do not be afraid if you're by yourself because you'll have an awesome time and you'll meet a ton of people.
Now, I don't know if you'd agree with me, but if I was to describe this WrestleMania, I would say it was not the best WrestleMania, but it was the most fun WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Because, I started going to WrestleMania at WrestleMania 18. So my first WrestleMania was Toronto, which, I mean, it was interesting to go to. And then I went to straight from 18 to 24. So it's always a different crowd. You always have a good cards here and there. But I think it's what made it good was the atmosphere and just the fun that we had the entire weekend. Because it wasn't just we went down to Dallas for WrestleMania. We did so many other things, and there were so many other great wrestling shows that were going on. I think it was just the whole experience was great.
Now, did you have any encounters with any wrestlers or any famous people since they were just everywhere running around?
No, I mean, well, when you're staying at the Hyatt, you're seeing wrestlers here and there, but I didn't, you know, they would say hi. I didn't see anyone crowding at each other. I think it's interesting because when I used to go to the shows back at, like, for example, WrestleMania 21, I stayed at the hotel that the WWE guys were staying at. So they were staying at the Sheraton in Universal, and that was a different atmosphere. And then year after year, security was just a pain in the butt to just get around the wrestlers. So it had a different feel where I feel like this was just very relaxed more than anything else.
Yeah, I was surprised that people were leaving because, like, we were at the bar a few nights and there'd be wrestlers at the bar, but, you know, people would go and say hello, but there was no one was, like, bugging any of the wrestlers. It was, like, one of the most well-behaved crowds and most respectful crowds ever. And, you know, like I said, they might go say hi, but nobody was, like, harassing any of the wrestlers. It was amazing.
Yeah, definitely was. I wasn't sure if that was how the crowd was last year for Mania, but I did notice that this year.
Cool. And we all ate at a bunch of whole different places. What was your favorite place to eat over the weekend?
Favorite place to eat was probably the barbecue place that we went to, which was Pekin Lodge. That was actually really good. Texas de Brazil is always good, you know, minus me having to tell them, hey, I didn't get any sausage. So other than that, I think this was actually one of the better ones that I've been to at Texas de Brazil, where they kept coming around and you didn't have to start chasing people down. And then, you know, that was a good, fun time. Otherwise, I would probably say Pekin Lodge for the local food. It was actually really good.
And we actually, and like I said, you're as being a force of nature, we would have been in line for a hell of a long time if you wouldn't have stepped up and said, let's get the $5 special and we can cut in line. And luckily we did that. We ate and we got out of there. It was plenty of time. And I got back to my hotel room, and that's where I started having a nervous breakdown. That would only get worse throughout the night.
No, do not blame yourself. I mean, put it this way, if I was on bus number one, that probably wouldn't have been a good thing, because I probably would have made that lady cry, the bus driver, and on top of that, I probably would have called the bus company the next day and would have, like, filed a complaint about it. So,
I've already done that.
Okay, good, because I was going to say, if you haven't done that, I am more than happy to help you out on this side. Because, for example, we were going to the JR show, and we decided to go to the Hard Rock for lunch, for a quick lunch. It was myself, Damon, and Garrett. We got there a little after 3, and we told them, we need to be out of here before 4 o'clock because the JR show is at 4 at House of Blues. She says, we'll get out in time. We didn't get our food to after 4 o'clock, so we're trying to eat as fast as we can to get to the JR. We got there late. So I came home, and I wrote a note to Hard Rock, and I actually had the general manager call me back today to publicly apologize to me as to what was going on, and they're planning to compensate me for my meal. So things like that, I guess that's what I would say that I'm a force of nature, but, you know, I like things.
And I totally
like things.
Meant that in the best of ways, by the way. I don't know how Damien put it.
No, he put it fine. I said, wait, does that mean that I scare people? I don't know. I didn't know what it meant, so.
No, that you just take care of business.
That, and I know that everyone realized that I walk very fast, as I think you experienced that during
WrestleMania. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm at WrestleMania. I'm trying to get to my seat. I'm by myself because a Blue Pants was stopping to talk to people she would know along the way. So I'm like, okay, just do your thing, and I'll meet you at the seat. So I'm there, and I run into you and Damien and Chris and your other friend. And so we start walking to which the way they pointed us. And the next thing I know, you and Damien are, like, far ahead. And I'm telling Chris, what is up with Costanza here? I can't keep up with her.
The funny thing is I've been told that a lot.
So I can't. So basically, it was me and Chris in the back, and Chris lifted up his hand, and your other friend lifted up his hand. So we were able to follow his fingertip for like a while, but even then we lost him. But luckily we still made it to the seats all right. But I was like, how is this woman getting around? She should play professional football because she bust through that line and scored touchdowns on every play.
That's pretty much it. And even trying to get into the building. So that was the other thing. That was the other nightmare I'd have to say for WrestleMania that I didn't experience before, was just trying to get into that building. So, you know, I heard people talking about you had to make sure that you went to the gate that your ticket says. If you went to the wrong gate area, that they would tell you to turn around and actually go to the correct one. So I'm short. I'm 5 feet, so I can't really see. So I'm trying to ask the tall people, where is gate E? Because that's where we need to go. I finally see a sign, and I'm telling them, okay, I'm going to start pushing through crowds. I'm going to need Damien and Matt and Chris to follow behind me. So zigzagging through, we were able to get to where the actual entrance was, but then we see there's a barricade. So we all decide we're going to hop over the barricade to then get to our seats. But it actually worked out.
Yeah, we made it to our seats. I got to my seat as I guess, right back in Khalees were on it. They actually let me go into a different front door than the one that was on my ticket. So luckily I just got in, but I had to make my way like around like the whole building. But still, you got in all the time. That was cool.
Yeah, I saw that a lot of people. I saw videos online that were, you know, people chanting, let us in. I know they were saying there were some, you know, issues with the Wi-Fi. But it was definitely a nightmare just trying to get into that building. I wasn't expecting that at all.
It still wasn't as bad as New Orleans, so, I mean, like, I can't complain because, like I say, I got in there pretty quick. I think I got in quicker than people who were there hours before me and stuff, so.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then any other stories you have before you put your unbetter half on?
No, I think it's just, you know, I had a great time this weekend. You know, we both agreed that this was going to be our last Mania, but then we keep talking about it and we're like, well, we both love Orlando. It's a quick trip from here to there. So we're already in discussions about talking about Orlando for next year. So we'll see
and
what happens.
You get to hang out with me again. So, you know, what
absolutely.
Else could you have?
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
Alrighty. It was nice speaking to you too. Take care, you guys. I'm actually going to start watching American Idol.
Bye-bye,
all right, guys, I'm still here. For someone who said she didn't want to be on the air, she sure talks a lot, doesn't she?
Well, she's a woman.
Yeah, that's true. She's all woman.
She's a force of nature.
She's also a badass.
She's a force of nature.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you, Damien.
Yeah.
What did you do to get a smoke show like that?
If I told you how I met
the that,
you would
that's
not
for
believe
sure.
me. You would not believe me. Check this out. In 1998, I did a search on AOL for girls in the Bronx who like wrestling. And that's how I met her. And amazingly enough, the first time I spoke to her, she thought I was a complete moron and didn't talk to me again for 2 years.
Sweet.
2 years later, I did the same search, found her again, forgot I talked to her the first time, and she was like, oh, you again. And somehow we hit it off the second time. So
nicely done.
We've been together for a long time. I mean, we had a pretty long break in between, but we got back together last year. She moved in with me last June, and now we're getting married. And the reason why we say that, you know, this was going to be our last one is because we're planning on starting a family soon, but you know, she can still travel while she's pregnant, so we'll try to make it to Orlando.
Hopefully we'll make it. But like I asked her, what would be your absolute favorite thing that happened all weekend?
Probably, well, in terms of the actual wrestling shows, I would say the Nakamura match.
Or just anything, actually. I mean, it didn't have to be about the wrestling shows. It could just be, what was your favorite moment or thing, whether it was with us or the wrestling or eating or sightseeing or whatever.
It was probably going back to the hotel bar every single night and hanging out and seeing wrestlers trashed and people watching, and it was pretty awesome, man. You know, my friend Matt, it was his first time coming, and I told him, he kept asking me, he said, am I going to be able to see wrestlers? Am I going to be able to meet wrestlers? I said, bro, they're going to be everywhere. You're going to literally walk into people. It's going to happen. As a matter of fact, Inez and I were coming down the elevator. There was also a dance competition going on Saturday and Sunday. It was like little girls everywhere. So there was an elevator. We were in an elevator with like four or five little girls with their parents. And the elevator door opens, and Brian Christopher shoves some random dude into the elevator who knocks into one of these women. And the mother is, like, protecting the girls, like, what the hell's going on? It's like, yeah, that's what happens when you combine wrestling with a dance competition here.
Poorly planned.
Yeah, so aside from that, you know, it was just a great time overall. I'm sure she pretty much said it. You know, it's basically the camaraderie of everybody. Everybody's well-behaved. Everybody's kind to each other. You know, year after year, we end up making more and more friends, which is always great. And, you know, it makes everyone addicted to coming to these events, which, by the way, Ed, you do a fantastic job. I did not go back on the bus because I went to WrestleMania on the bus with you guys, but I decided to stay to watch a podcast live in the parking lot, and I'm probably the only person who ran into Sonic the entire weekend.
No, me and Doc G ran into him in the parking lot of Raw and stuff.
Okay.
I actually did see him.
I tried
and
to tell him.
I have to shout out to Aaron because Sonic, a few days before WrestleMania, asked me if I could drive him to Austin. And I like Sonic, but I don't know if I wanted to talk to Sonic for 4.5 hours. So I kind of waited to give him an answer. I was going to tell him yes, regardless, but I kind of waited. Maybe he'll find some other plans. And so finally, I think it was Friday night or so, I texted him, I can give you a ride to Austin. And he told me that he had already taken care of, but I was his option number two. And his option number one was Aaron, who is from Austin. And Aaron gave him a ride. So Aaron saved me probably a lot of aggravation. So I think shout out to Aaron for taking care of Supersonic and driving him to Austin.
Yeah, and I actually told – it was weird because I told him, hey, you know, there's a lot of people who want to meet you just to say thank you for doing everything that you're doing. And he's like, eh, whatever. I'm like, really? Like, you have no interest in participating with everything? I don't get it. But, okay, first off, kind of weird.
Like I say, he has Asperger's. He's in his own world. At least he's putting his powers of Asperger's to good use in getting people to
Well, I don't know if you've been invited to the Facebook page for next year's WrestleMania, but he's already posting weather conditions. Card subject to change, my man. What the hell?
Right?
Seriously.
That's my damn job is to start the Facebook page, so that might be the unofficial F4W page.
Yeah. Well anyway, I took
I might
up a
just
lot
let him
of
do all the work anyway.
Yeah.
I would say, though, his idea of doing the dinner on Thursday is bullshit. It's not going to happen. I don't give a fuck who agrees with him. Not everyone's there on Thursday. Dinner's on Friday. If you're going to choose any wrestling over the dinner, that's your problem.
Yeah, I agree with that because not everybody's getting in on Thursday, you know.
Yeah,
I do recommend.
Proves that people want to go to dinner and not see Evolve or whatever.
Yeah, I do recommend for those that are coming in on Thursday, Wale Mania is always a lot of fun. This year was a lot different than last year's because the location was a lot smaller and it was more cramped. And it was more of a club atmosphere as opposed to last year, which was more like a lounge. But apparently they already have the site for next year, and it's supposedly very large. Will accommodate a bunch of people. So I would definitely suggest to check that out if you can.
Cool, man. Any other stories or anything?
I enjoyed, you know, touring Dallas. We got to do the JFK Museum, which was really nice. It's something that really bothered me was seeing people taking pictures with the X, you know, the spot where JFK was shot. It's not so much that they were taking photos of it, but it was that they were doing wacky poses, and it's like, come on, man, have a little respect, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, you know, that bothered me for some reason. But other than that, you know, it was pretty cool.
Cool.
Anyway, awesome. Well, I'll let you guys go. I know that we've already taken up a lot of your time. You got more to talk about because this was a very heavy weekend. So I will see you guys hopefully next year. Or actually,
absolutely.
Maybe. All right. Have a good night, guys.
Take care, Damon. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Damon. Okay. So I set the timer for 90 minutes. I guess we could go a little long. But, Couture, I know you just did WrestleMania. Do you have any stories at all whatsoever?
Any stories?
Yeah, did anything interesting happen to you that weekend? I mean, I know you're in Dallas, so it's basically normal life for you being there. But did anything interesting happen to you?
I didn't even go to the show.
Oh, you didn't even make it to the show? I didn't even know that.
No. Yeah, because I was going to tell y'all earlier. I had something happen, and I'm not going to say a lot about it. It's kind of a personal thing. So,
okay.
It was somebody I've been involved with for like the last few years on and off, and I just had to be with that person, so that's all I'm going to say about it. So, they needed me, so I had to go do that. So, I apologize for not being there. I really wanted to be there, but I just couldn't under circumstances, so.
Okay. I thought, I don't know. I had no clue you didn't even make it to the show.
I was home all weekend, but I just couldn't be anywhere else.
Yeah. Okay.
Fucking internet went out on Saturday. Let me tell this story. No internet on Saturday. Did not get the internet back until 12:00 Sunday afternoon. But like worrying about other shit all weekend and. So I finally get the internet back. I get to watch the Hall of Fame. I didn't get to watch NXT. I haven't watched that yet, which I guess I should. So, but I did watch 6 hours of WrestleMania. That was way too fucking long. God damn it.
Yep.
Watching on TV. I couldn't imagine being there. Did y'all get there for the first match?
Yeah.
I sat down during the Ryback Kalisto match.
Oh, okay.
It was a long, long show.
If I was there, I would probably like it more just from the live perspective, you guys. But watching it on TV, it was a good show. It was not a great show. It was not a horrible show like some people are saying.
Yeah. Right. But being there live,
I don't think it was horrible at all.
I had the most fun at this show. Well, I mean, honestly, it could have been the piss-worst WrestleMania of all time. Everything could have sucked, but just because of who was sitting with me, it still would have been the greatest WrestleMania. So I'm a little biased on that. But, you know, HBK, Austin, Rock, Cena, you know, the big-ass box of Budios. I mean, this is one of the most fun shows of all time. And
Shaquille
I just
O'Neal?
Shaquille O'Neal, yeah. That was fun because I was such a shock. And I thought he did a good job. And anyone who's pissed off about Shaquille O'Neal, I don't know what they're crying about, because I thought he did a good job, you know, for what he had to do. It's not like he was going to go out there and do great or anything, but I thought he was all right.
And I didn't think there was really, like, maybe some bad booking decisions. I didn't think there were really any bad matches. I mean, there was some stuff in that Undertaker-Shane McMahon match, but there was so much shit going on that it was exciting. I can't say it was bad, you know.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the main event, even though, you know, God, it's so fucking late, but I did enjoy the main event. So.
Yeah.
It sucks because I really thought that main event was a really good match.
Mm-hmm.
But the crowd in the building, it really killed the vibe of the match, because I thought it was very well worked. Of course, I don't have a problem with Roman at all, but I thought it was a good match. It reminded me of an old-style Flair match where Roman was just trying to do Hunter was trying to do any and everything to make sure Roman looked good and he got over. And I thought the match was tremendous, but boy, the crowd was just dead until the end. And then they actually popped where we were.
And I mean, I actually really liked I really liked Hunter's entrance with Stephanie and stuff. I know some people didn't like it. I thought it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna tell the bus story now. Okay.
Okay.
Is this
like the plane ride from hell, the bus ride from hell?
Kinda. basically, it's weird because yeah, shit happened, but in the end, it all works out. Not that it was perfect or anything, but everybody got back for the most part. But basically, this is what happened. So I got the first bus. That bus sold out in 12 hours. And I had a few people that I had to turn down, including like a group of eight and a group of four. And I just like, maybe if I get more interest, I'll do it. And I kind of said it looked like I was. So I went and got the second bus. But then for like weeks and weeks, I didn't have more than 20 people on the bus. But by the end of the bus, by that day, the bus was almost full. And I wanted the buses to be together or leave together because I could be in control and stuff. But I had a group of 12 that wanted to pay extra to leave early, and I really didn't want to do it, but they it's 12 people that they're paying for a good chunk of the bus, and they did it last year too, and they probably do it next year, maybe, I don't know now, but so I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and do that, and I wanted to be out there. One bus was going to leave at 2, one was going to leave between 2:30 and 3, so I wanted to be out there early to start checking people in, make sure everyone's there, but I had to wait for Blue Pants. And she was running a little late, so I was waiting for her. I gave the banner to Doc G or maybe it was Dez or somebody. I told him, and then Damien, you guys just kind of take charge. I'll be out there pretty soon, and we'll go. So I get out there, and Dez has filled up one bus except for one seat that he saved for Brian. So it's Dez's fault for what happened to Brian, but I'm kind of glad Brian was on that bus because Brian was like, they looked at Brian as a leader or something, and it might have been worse had Brian not been on that bus. So I'm kind of glad Brian was on that bus. So that bus is ready to take off. I tell him, okay, be back 10:45, 11, don't be late. The bus ain't going to wait. So, you know, just trying to encourage people to not take their time and stuff. So bus getting ready to leave. I give our friend $100. This is for parking. Okay. And use this to pay for parking. And it actually wasn't enough because our bus had to pay $150 for parking, but I figured if it's that and that's someone who can pitch it, I'll reimburse them or whatever. So that bus takes off. Okay. So then I get the second bus, and second bus, like I say, had Blue Pants, and we had Solo Darling, and we almost had a full ride. Oliver Cobb was supposed to be taking the WrestleCon bus, but there was an issue with his receipt, and they wouldn't let him on the bus, so he was able to catch our bus right before we were going to take off. So we saved Oliver, got him there. So our bus goes, and we have this little black guy old black man. And he was super cool. And on the way, you know, I'm sitting in the very front, so I'm talking to him, and I'm like, what happens if, like, well, I told him, like, one of the buses last year, the ROH bus, we got on time, but because it took a while to get back, they kind of charged me a few extra dollars. So I was like, sir, you know, if we're running a little late or whatever, could you please mark us on time and we give you a tip? And, of course, he's like, of course I'll do that. You take care of me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm in charge of the paperwork. So, you know, no problem. You don't worry about that. So I wasn't worried about that bus at all. So we get there, we park, $150, and we park, and I tell everyone where to for the look, and then we make our way to WrestleMania. So we're at WrestleMania, and because it's such a long show on a long day, and because my dumbass broke my charger on my phone the night before, I didn't have a full charge, so the show just went so damn long that my phone died halfway. And it didn't help that Matt Clary was sending a freaking billion texts on purpose to blow up my phone. But I forgive you, Matt. But anyway, luckily, Blue Plants gave me like a 10% charge off of what she had left on her charger, which, thank God, because everything would have been worse. So I get the charge. It's around the time that the show's getting going late. So I'm like, okay, I'm not worried about my bus. So I started telling everyone to spread the word, because people are texting, messaging me, hey, we're running late. What's going on? Do we have to leave this, that? And I'm telling them, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The bus is going to wait. Don't worry about it. So I call the other bus driver, and I say, hello, this show looks like it's running late, but we will be there as soon as we can, and we will give you a tip to take care of you, so-and-so, kind of like kidding like the other bus driver. And she tells me, oh, no problem. I'm still making my way over there. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? You're making your way over here? She says, yes, I dropped them off, and I told her where to pick them up, and I'm like, well, that's not what I wanted, but as long as you know where to pick them up and they know where you're picking them up, okay. And I figure this is at 10:20, so I figure, okay, she'll be there. She'll be there in plenty of time. No worries. Okay. So the show goes on. We spread the word to everybody that don't worry, just get there as soon as you can. The bus ain't going to leave. So after the show, we make our way to the bus. As we went, we're like, say, in the parking lot. And we get to the bus, and everyone was accounted for except for two people, Solo Darling and somebody else. And after a few minutes, we found out Solo was going to get another ride. But the other person we weren't sure about, it ended up being Dez's son. Dez is on the first bus, not the second bus. So he just told his son to ride with him on the other bus. So we had no clue whatsoever that this person wasn't going to be on our bus. So we kind of were waiting for him. It wouldn't matter because the bus line was pretty much stopped. So basically I said, we'll wait till 12 and then we're going. And right at 12, that's right when the bus line started moving. So it was like perfect timing. So we had smooth sailing. Our driver is getting a jump. But the whole time, you know, I'm walking to the bus, I'm getting more messages and calls. And people are, where's the bus? The bus isn't here. I'm like, okay, the bus, she said she was a driver. She's going. Don't worry. And more people, where's the bus driver? We're here. We're cold. I go, don't worry. And just constantly getting all these messages and texts. One guy's calling me, and I'm smart enough to give him the bus driver's number because my phone is past the red line of death. It's just barely hanging on. So I give him the number so they can contact the bus driver. But like I said, I tell him she's on the way, supposedly. All right, so this is what happened. The bus driver, who apparently, according to Arpeth, acted like she'd never been to that stadium in her fucking life, basically had no idea where to go to park. So she dropped them off outside the stadium, and she told them that she was going to pick them up at the parking lot of a Walmart directly across the street. Now, how she didn't understand or figure out that they close traffic and reroute traffic, and how the hell are you going to get in front of a stadium, right in front of a stadium that everyone's trying to leave? So she told them to go there. So they're all there. They're all freaking out. They're all cold. They're all calling me constantly. I'm trying to get a hold of her. She's telling me the same story. I can't get there. I'm trying. Traffic, this, that. All right, so I keep trying to assure everybody, but everyone's getting pissed. Everyone's, like, freaking out. Some people called Uber, and after they paid for a round-trip bus, had to take Uber home. So basically, finally, the people there decide, let's just tell her to stop where she's at, and we'll walk to her. So they tell her, where are you at? She's, I'm at the Bed Bath & Beyond, like, almost a mile away. So basically, they said, just fucking stop there, and we'll go to you. So everybody had to walk half a mile, a mile, to get to the bus. And finally, they got there, they got on the bus, and they got back to the hotel, minus a few people who took Uber and shit. So everyone. So and then it was funny because they actually pulled up right behind us. Because like I said, we waited till 12 anyway. And so I get out and I'm apologizing to every. Well, as soon as that bus stops, the door opens. The bus driver hauls ass out of the bus and goes to the back of the bus, so she doesn't have to see anybody as they're walking out, and she didn't have to deal with me. So I go to the front, I say goodbye. I apologize to everybody. Everyone's being cool about it. They understood for the most part, but they're pissed off at the bus driver. So, basically that's what happened. It's just, and our friend gave her the money for parking. He said, just park here. Don't leave us. And apparently she went home. That's what I understood. I could be wrong, but she went home and then decided to drive back. And that's what caused all the commotion. It's just like, had the buses left together or had it just been one bus, I would have been able to say, no, we're not fucking getting off here. We're going to the bus stop because that's what we did. Because the other guy, he offered the same thing. He said, do you want to do this, save money on parking? I go, no, sir. We want to make sure the bus is there, so just go to the parking lot. I have no problem paying the money. And it was $150. So I was like, it's not even an issue. I got that. So that's what happened with everybody on the bus and why the bus was late, because this lady was just incompetent and just kind of screwed everything up and kind of pissed me off because I'm over here trying to hang out with Blue Pants and I have to deal with fucking Brian and everybody calling me and this fucking bus driver, and it's just causing havoc in my mind, driving me crazy. And like I said, I had gone to lunch with Damien, and then but when I got back to the hotel, that's where it hit me and all the pressure and like, please don't let nothing go wrong. So I started kind of like tripping out, and I was tripping out all the way until the two buses left, and then I calmed down, but then had to deal with the whole thing at the end of the night. So that's what happened with the bus. It wasn't my fault. I feel responsible, though, and I apologize. I sincerely apologize to anyone who had any issues about that, but that's basically what happened. It was the fucking bus driver screwed everything up, and all I can say is, I just brought some adventure and stuff to everyone's WrestleMania trip or something. I don't know. That's how I was trying to put it in a good way or something. But, yeah, that was the issue with the bus, and that kind of sucked. But, oh, well, like I say, it worked out in the end. We all got back and wrote an angry letter to the bus company. I even told them that if they didn't give me a refund, that they'd hear from my lawyer, Ken Hesser of so-and-so Hesser and McBride, PA. So I haven't told Ken Hesser that, but if need be, I will be calling Ken Hesser to take care of business. And since he's one of the resident lawyers of the website and stuff. So that was that. Craig, did you have any crazy adventures?
No, this WrestleMania was really tame. My family was with me. We did some family stuff on Saturday. excuse me. Much like yourself, I'm fighting off something right now. So anyway, now the WrestleCon show on Saturday was really great. So enjoyed Marty Scurll and Will Ospreay, and there was two six-man tags on the show that were just tremendous. Rey Mysterio was in one of them with Ricochet and Matt Sydal. It was just such a great show. But what I wasn't even thinking about is I took my son, who is 9, and my son learned a lot of new language that evening. He also knows what the King of Dong style is, Joey Ryan. I had a talk with him because I kind of figured this was going to happen. I said, hey, when I tell you to plug your ears, when I tell you to look at the floor. And so we went in there with myself and Cameron and Matt Cleary and then Tom Lawler and his buddy met up with us there. By the way, Tom is such a great dude, and he's really cool to hang out with, and he's just a guy. And Matt's really cool too, but that's another story for another time. But we're just having a ball, and then it gets to the 10-man tag time, and I'm pretty sure that Jeff Jarrett had been imbibing somewhere on the premises, possibly having a beverage or two. I'll leave it at that. he comes out and he's cutting this wild promo on the fans, and he's not cursing or anything, but the fans are so rude at indie shows. It's amazing. You know, shut the F up and you know, just, you know, chants. And then Tommy Dreamer gets on the mic and he says, I'm going to clean up the language, but he says, everybody's tired of hearing you talk. Shut your mouth or I'm going to open up this barricade and let 2,000 fans come in and butt F you. That's what he said.
That's funny.
I didn't need to hear that. I know my son didn't need to hear that. But that
anybody need to hear that.
Very true. The WrestleCon show was really fun. I had a ball at that show. The ROH show
Missy,
the
right?
night before. Yeah. Yeah, Tom and I took a photo with Missy. She was kind of out of it because she had gotten into a car wreck earlier in the day.
The
day before.
She had to ride from hell. But real quick, basically what happened to Missy is she sat at the airport for almost a couple hours waiting for her ride. They finally come and pick her up. They get halfway to the hotel. They tell the driver to go back to the hotel. To the airport. He makes a U-turn. He goes back to the airport. They have to wait to pick up more people. On the way back, the dude gets into a wreck. Missy bangs up her knee and gets a concussion.
Yep. Yes, that happened. So, yeah, it was cool. We ran into Missy. The ROH show the night before, I know a lot of you guys stayed for part of the show and then went to NXT, which, why wouldn't you? But the ROH show, everybody says, oh, Craig, you chose wrongly. You should have gone to NXT. Well, I bought ROH tickets long before NXT tickets went on sale. And guess what? The ROH show was really awesome. So whatever. The Young Bucks are something to behold live. They're pretty tremendous. And Adam Cole wrestled ACH. That match was off the hook. And then Lilo Stitch? That's not it. Lilo. Anyway,
Leo Rush.
Kid in ROH, thank you, Lilo Rush wrestled Jay Lethal, and that match was incredible. So I did those two shows, and then Mania. Mania was a good time. It was a great weekend. Got to see my kid. I hadn't seen her since she got married a couple years ago and moved away. So my wife and my son actually just got home about an hour ago.
I was kind of sitting pretty close to your daughter. She seemed like she really enjoyed the show and was having a really good time. Is she a wrestling fan?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She cried when Shawn Michaels got her. I remember that now. Okay.
Yeah. We watched wrestling all the time when she was a kid. And I had to bribe her with a ticket to come to Dallas. But anyway, yeah, she had a good time.
Well, one thing with that is when I was watching the entire WrestleMania broadcast, because they had like the 2-hour pre-show that I watched because there was a bunch of matches on there. And
right.
That damn Mauro Ranallo needs to be on the main, broadcast team.
Absolutely.
He and Jerry Lawler and Byron Saxon were actually a pretty damn good team together. And they would have been great on that show, I think.
Oh, I'm sure. Mauro's just awesome. But I forgot to ask you, Craig, did you ever get a chance to apologize for snubbing Lance Storm for breakfast on Saturday morning?
I didn't see Lance the whole weekend.
Oh, really? You didn't even at the Super Show, you didn't get to see him. Wow.
No, I saw him wrestle. He was great.
Yeah.
He had a really good match with Matt Hardy. But yeah, Katara, continue.
No, I was finished. I just want to say that.
Well,
don't feel too bad for me, but my situation of the weekend, I did get laid twice, so don't feel too bad for me.
I wouldn't have felt bad anyway. But anyway, that's good to know, though. But anyway, What I was talking about with Craig Snoopy Lance is that Lance had agreed to have breakfast with some of us, but fortunately, like, the shows were going so late and everything was going on, and Lance had to be at WrestleCon early, so we had to do breakfast, like, super early. Like, we left at 7:30, so even Brian didn't even make it either. So basically, it was just myself and Rodney and Lance and his daughter, and we had a nice little breakfast at a Cracker Barrel, so I got to mark that off my bucket list, eating at a Cracker Barrel with Lance Storm. So that was pretty awesome, and Lance was just a cool guy, and that was a nice time, and he seemed to enjoy it, and that was cool, and I would run into him at, like, at the WrestleCon when he was signing here and there, and then I got there right. Basically, I went to the Hall of Fame, but I bought WrestleCon tickets just in case I could catch a couple matches like last year, and the Hall of Fame went so goddamn late that I went back to my room thinking it was totally over, and I got on Twitter, and someone's talking about Lance and Matt Hardy are starting now, so I fucking Doc G had the tickets, and he was actually staying right across from me somehow. So I went and got my ticket, and I ran down, and Lance's match had finished, but Lance was actually leaving the auditorium when I got there, so I got to talk to him real quick, and then I got to see the sixth man with Rey Mysterio in the match before, and part of the Monsters Ball, and that was fun. And then after that, I went to the bar to hang out with everybody. Yeah, Lance was great. Friday, I got to the WrestleCon, and I scoured and searched for Missy, but apparently she had already left for that day. But I finally found her Saturday. I finally found her and got photos with Missy and talked to Missy. And as mean as she is to me on Twitter, and she's very, very mean to me on Twitter and makes me want to cry sometimes, but she was very nice to me, and we had a good time talking. And then I ran into her at the bar after the WrestleCon show and got to talk to her some more. And witnessed some blonde hitting on her and stuff, but Missy blew off the blonde to hang out with me, so I appreciate that. That was cool. So big thumbs up to finally meeting one of my first wrestling crushes, and that was a markout moment for me. Another markout moment for me was at the WrestleCon. Is I got to meet and take a photo and speak with for quite a while Bill After. You know, despite, cool. Other than the women, meeting Bill After was the biggest market. Well, until the next day because someone else was there that I didn't know was going to be there. But Bill After got a photo, super nice guy, and talked to me for a while. And that's a big deal because, me and Contreras, we grew up reading those magazines. I used to go every week to 7-Eleven and just see if they got the new one and then read it all and everything. So that was great. Got to meet a whole bunch of people, like take photos with people like Mandy Leon and Melissa Santos from Lucha Underground, who might be one of the single hottest women in the entire history of the world. And her dress was defying gravity, and that woman is just wow. That's all I can say. But got to see a whole talk to Trina, and Trina even stopped by at the dinner to say hello. Got to talk to Bobby Fulton. I talked to Bobby for about a good 10 minutes. He was super cool and stuff. So that was great. Saturday at WrestleCon, I was talking to Chris by the door, and who comes walking by carrying a bag full of gimmicks that he was unable to sell because he brought too many. And so Matt Seidel. So then we started talking, joking around, and I went and gave him a few hits off my hip pin, my hip oil gimmick pin thing that I took. So we hung out for a while. So I was still getting to see Matt. And then by chance, I just heard over the microphone something about go see Kevin. And I'm like, Kevin, they can't be talking about Kevin. He wasn't advertised. So I go kind of looking around, and lo and behold, in the corner is Kevin Von Erich and his two sons. So I got in line, and the whole time I'm in line, I'm like, don't get emotional. And I met Kevin, and I didn't get emotional, and I took a photo and talked to him and got him to sign an autograph. And then when I was leaving, then I kind of got a little teary-eyed, but I played it cool while I was in Kevin's presence, and that was just incredible. I can't tell you what that meant to me or how I was feeling meeting Kevin Von Erich. And then on Monday, I went to the cemetery, and I paid my respects to the rest of the Von Erichs, and that was a very emotional trip, and very, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but as you can guess, there were many tears shed. I ran into a couple cousins before, so I just saw the name Atkinson, and as soon as I saw the name Atkinson, I just turned around and started bawling, and it wasn't even one of theirs. And then you know, when I finally found the other ones, it was just a very emotional thing. And I when I got
were
to Harry,
were they all in the same place? I mean, in
yeah,
the same
graveyard?
Yeah, they
were all in the same place. They were all within 10 yards of each other, basically. They're real close. Mm. The people at the cemetery gave me a map to find them, actually. And so I was over Carrie's grave, and I got my phone, and I put it on YouTube and typed in Tom Sawyer. And while I was crying my eyes out, I sung Tom Sawyer as loud as I could. And that was just a real interesting time, and I'm glad I did it. The whole time I'm debating whether I wanted to do it by myself or with somebody, but I'm kind of glad I went by myself because I don't think anybody would have wanted to see me how I was or how I got, but because, like I say, it was a very emotional thing. But I'm glad I went, and it was very. I don't even know. I need a big complicated word to describe it, and I just can't think of it right now. But that was cool. Other things that was before even WrestleMania started. The day before, I had to go to a bunch of different pawn shops because I had to buy a sword for somebody because unfortunately they don't allow swords on airplanes for some reason. So I went to a bunch of pawn shops. I found this awesome sword with a skull, and so I took that to Dallas. That was basically for Leva and on the Friday Queens of Combat show, which I had to miss because of the dinner. She was doing Jon Snow of Game of Thrones and needed the sword, so I got her a sword, got it to her. They used it in the finish. Unfortunately, it was used against her, and she lost, and we lost Craig here. Hopefully, he'll call back, but that was cool. And then the Shimmer show I went to was really one of the best shows that I went to. I mean, I actually got to put it up there with NXT because every match was awesome. And that was just a great show. Everyone check out Shimmer because that was fucking great. And then the next day, Mania, like I say, I got to hang out almost the whole day and night with Blue Pants. And, you know, anyone who knows me knows that that's fucking a big deal because she's my favorite wrestler in the world. And anyway, so besides the bus, that wasn't the only, like, bad thing that happened. I was hanging out with Blue Pants, and she wanted to go say bye or hello to a few wrestlers from England that were in town, so I was going to take her, but the valet at the hotel was crazy because everybody was getting there. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get in my car for a while. It's 1 o'clock. The bar's closed at 2. Why don't you Uber over there to your friends, and I'll just put your stuff back in my room. And then when you get back, then I'll take you to the airport. So while I'm taking her bags back to my room, I see Oliver Kopp. And I'm like, hey, what's going on, Oliver? And he's like, hey, I'm going to go smoke. And I'm like, oh, I'll be there in a minute. Let me just go drop this off. So I go drop off the bags, and I go out the front, and I walk down the side. And I walk down the side, I'm looking for Oliver, and then I see some steps. And then Oliver's at the bottom of these steps with some other couple just sat down there smoking. So I go down there, and I start hitting my vape pen. We smoke some joints. And I'm like, well, I got to go because my phone's dead. I can't charge it. And I got to wait. I got to know when Blue Pants is ready to go. So I'll see you guys later. So I start to go up the steps, which are on one side. Well, Oliver's like, well, you know, you can just go this way. It'll probably be quicker. So I go, okay. So I turn this little corner. And as I turn the corner, this fucking car comes speeding. And I swear to God, it missed me by 2 inches. It was that fucking close to me. I could feel the wind as it fucking went by me. And I just stepped back, eyes bugging out, and all I could do was just start laughing my ass off because it was just added to the crazy night and everything that was going wrong. And I was like, you know what, Oliver, I'm going this way. Fuck it. So he did that. So I almost died besides everything with the bus. And then so finally, like, Leva shows up, so I take her to the airport because she had to take the first flight out to go to Orlando because she had to work at 9:30. She's basically going straight to work all day from the airport. So my phone's dead. I did plug it into my car so I could finally get some juice, but, you know, it takes a while to turn on. So I asked her to GPS the airport. Well, unfortunately, she didn't know that there were two airports in Dallas. So we're at the airport, and she has to take American, and all we see is Southwest. So we make a couple trips, and we're like, what's going on? Why is it just Southwest? Is there another terminal? And then it hits me. I'm like, wait a minute. What airport did you put in? And she's like, well, is there more than one airport? And I was like, oh, shit. I go, we're at Love, and we need to be at DFW, which is, what, like 20 minutes away, right? So yeah, freaking out. She's like, fuck, I'm going to miss my plane. And I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I fucking hauled ass down that fucking highway. Thank God it was nighttime and like four in the morning. No one's on the highway. And I got her on that damn plane. So prices averted, but the whirlwind of emotions that I had to deal with in that 24 hours was just insane, dude. It went from almost having a nervous breakdown to sheer pure happiness to dread to my life flashing before my eyes to just it was a crazy 24 hours, and I survived it somehow, and everything worked out. I didn't die. I got out of the airport. It was just it was crazy. And it'll be one of the most memorable times in my life, and I'll never forget this WrestleMania. And for some reason, I still want to go back next year and do it all over again. I don't know if I'm going to get a bus, or if I do, it's just going to be one bus so I can make sure that I take care of everything. But it was just a crazy, crazy weekend, dude. And we got four minutes of live airfare. Let me drop the plugs real quick, and then I'll let you talk. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always check out and download our show at AngryMarks.com, along with a lot of the other shows. Check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at BlogTalkRadio.com/Cotrere and older shows at BlogTalkRadio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Edmund San Antonio.
You can go to YouTube.com/Cotrere. A bunch of stuff up there. Thanks, you if I ever wait, so just go do that. Greg had to go blow his nose, so he's not coming back. He's good. So.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but like I said, I got sick. Apparently, Craig got sick. I guess that's what happens when there's hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world converging in a city. And then I have another tale about dinner I almost forgot. You know, since people are sending or prepaying me to make it easier with the bill, what I'm doing is because I don't want to handle $5,000 in cash, right? And my credit card that year, you know, I don't even have that much of a limit because I don't want to go crazy and go into debt or anything. So I like basically as they send me money, I bought gift cards, right? So I got $5,300 gift cards that I have in my suitcase. So it's time to go to dinner, and we go to dinner, and I get to dinner, and I realize I don't have a fucking package. So I had to get in my car by myself, drive through heavy primetime Dallas traffic, go back to the hotel, pay $10 to park for 5 minutes, get the package with the gift cards, and go back. So everyone's pretty much there at the dinner before I got back. So that crisis was averted. And then, good thing I remembered then, and not when the bill came, you know what I mean? But then the bill came, and apparently you can't use the gift cards for a tip. So they come back with 6 gift cards and telling me I owe $800 in gratuity. So I'm like, oh, fuck me, man. And I'm like, I can't ask people for money. I'm going to have to cover this shit. I'm freaking out because I'm going to have to cover this. It's going to take almost the majority of my money. And then somebody was smart. Hey, just tell people if they want to buy the gift cards. I was like, okay, that's what I'll do. So I asked the people if they wanted to buy the gift cards. And I sold all 6 of them. Filthy Tom Waller was nice enough to buy one. Inez, that was on the radio earlier, she bought 2 of them, and 3 other people bought the other 3. So luckily, that was taken care of, and Francis was averted. But for a minute there, I'm like, God damn it, I got to pay $800. It's good stuff. But that worked out. So there's always these disasters, but thank God they work out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just God fucking with us. Like, let me have a good laugh at Eddie's expense, but it'll be all right in the end. So that worked out.
So did you go the whole time?
Yes, I went to the Hall of Fame. I missed the Godfather. We got there because Shimmer was before, and then I had to give Leva some photos and get some photos signed for my friend Earl and stuff. So it took a while, and it took a while to get to her because she is constantly she's constantly the hardest one to get to because she's so good with the fans that she always has the longest lines, regardless of who's on the show. So basically, it took a while, but we got there, got to the Hall of Fame. This is the Godfather, but got there when Big Bad Vader was talking. Hall of Fame was great. Freebirds dancing for like 10 minutes as they came out was awesome. Jimmy Garvin almost having a heart attack for the first 10 minutes after was awesome. Super cool that they brought the Ray Gordy and Jimmy Jack's son on, and then they brought Kevin Von Erich. And I don't know how I didn't think he would do this, but he did, and they start playing the music to Bad Street. He grabs the microphone. He gets off the stage, and he starts walking around singing Bad Street USA. And I was in heaven, and the little 12-year-old in me was up there standing and dancing and singing Bad Street USA, and it was one of the greatest moments in the history of the Hall of Fame ever, and it was great. And then, you know, Sting, too, you know, he retired. That was kind of sad, but, yeah, Hall of Fame was great.
Hollywood John Tatum got a shout-out. I saw him for the first time in years.
Who?
At the Hall of Fame. Hollywood John Tatum.
Oh, you know what's funny about that? Okay. People are saying it was at the exact same time. It wasn't at the exact same time because Missy's match was later. But Missy came out with Lance, and Lance super kicked her by accident and knocked Missy out. And when Missy got up, she didn't know who Lance was and where she was. She just wanted to know where the hell is Hollywood John Tatum. And she thought she was at the sportatorium. And then Lance had told me that he accidentally broke her watch. So I'm thinking, it's no big deal. I mean, that sucks, but no big deal. And then when I talked to Missy, I go, I heard Lance broke your watch. And she's like, yeah, he broke my Rolex. And I was like, oh, shit. That makes a difference. But she got it fixed. Her Rolex got fixed. So that was cool. But, yeah, dude, I mean, I'm sorry you had your issues and that kept you away. But you missed a good time, man. I kind of wish you were able to make it around and just see it. Oh, and then Marty Jannetty, I don't know. I think he might have been hitting on me, dude. I don't know. Because there was this one girl, Katie, a super cool chick, who was on the bus. And me and her were just playing around, flirting with each other all weekend. And basically, I knew she'd always, like, I'd see her comment on Marty's Facebook post and stuff. So basically, I see her walking with Marty. And then she called me over, and she's, like, trying to get us to fight for her honor. So she wants me and Marty Jannetty to strap it on right there in the hotel for her honor, but we didn't. And Marty, he reaches to shake my hand, so I shake his hand, and he starts to let go, but then he didn't let go. He kind of held onto my fingers, and he did that for, like, a while. And I'm, like, the whole time I'm thinking, is Marty Jannetty fucking hitting on me? What the fuck's going on here? And finally, he let go, and I got away before I got molested by Marty Jannetty or whatever. But Marty Jannetty was on fire. Him and that girl went to a WWE party, and they kicked him out as they got there because he was just too drunk, and he was supposed to fly out that night, and he missed his flight. So then he was just wandering around the hotel looking for a place to sleep, and Marty just has the worst luck at these WrestleCon things, because I remember he got kicked out one time because he was trying to steal merch a couple years ago and stuff. So that was kind of weird, but. Yeah, it was a very interesting trip. Met so many awesome people. I'm not even going to try and name people at all because there were just so many. It's funny because I'm standing there next to Trina Michaels and more people are kind of coming up to me. And I'm like, see, I'm just as famous as all you guys. I just don't get paid for it and shit and stuff. But, yeah, it was great, man. I had the best time. Can't wait for next year. And, I don't really know what else to say. Any more questions or things you want to talk about before we go?
No, I don't guess so. Did you see the new Star Wars trailer?
The what?
The new Star Wars trailer?
Yes, I saw it this morning. It looked pretty interesting. It looked good. I'll definitely plan on seeing it. And
I saw Batman vs. Superman.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
By the time it was over, I enjoyed it. It took a long time to get there, and I really wanted to hate it, but I did enjoy it by the end. But it was just—it's nowhere near the best or top of the comic book movies. But I wanted to hate it, but I didn't. I did enjoy it.
Visually, it looked great. I mean, you know, just all the visuals and the fights and shit like that.
I marked out for Wonder Woman. The whole theater. Did the theater mark out for Wonder Woman?
Yeah, that was the one in the theater I went to. That was the biggest pop when she showed up and had music and stuff like that. That was awesome.
I was kind of worried because I thought I was just going to be stupid or something. You know what I mean? Or look stupid. But no, it looked good. I liked it. I mean, the Wonder Woman, and then like everybody popped for it, so that was cool. But I guess we'll go ahead and end the show. I'm sure I'm going to think of about 10 other things that happened, but if I do, I'll just write it down and bring it up next week on the show. And, so everybody come back next week. Thank you for joining the show, and we will talk to everyone later.
Street. She let him walk down the street, they ran the other way. Fast free in Atlanta, yeah. Fast free in the whole USA. Fast free, Nancy and I. The good guy, Jackie, went a better ear guy.
Yeah.